League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
One of the best back condoms, tandems in the league, right? With Latavius and Alvin. I heard some Snickers, but excuse my language, right? One of the best tandems in the league, right? So
it's hot.
You almost passed. Yeah.
All right. Tandem was good.
What was that?
That was Jameis talking about Mark Ingram coming and joining the best condom backs in the league.
Yeah.
I think it's a combo tandem kind of combination, and he came up with the condoms.
Yeah. He tried to play it off. But
yeah.
I would be right there with everyone else, just be like, what?
I like how the beat writers too were like encouraging of him, like, hey, you almost had it. It's good. You almost had a complete coherent sentence.
You got a W, Jameis.
That was not a W. Calling two of his running backs condoms. Was not.
Mark Ingram will absolutely play on Sunday, says Sean Payton. Does Jameis Winston have a bit of an advantage playing the Saints again? I mean, playing the Buccaneers again.
Does Jameis have a chance of playing against the Bucs again?
Well, no. Well, is there some kind of an advantage? Jameis playing against the Bucs since he was there.
That's a huge advantage. You get to play against Jameis. Advantage Bucs.
Well, that's advantage Bucs.
Oh, yeah. I thought that's what you were saying.
I'm talking about Jameis having an advantage because
Jameis doesn't have an advantage because he's playing against the Bucs. I know their offense.
Is there
do
any
you?
Way
you had 30 interceptions.
Jameis does have a big game against this Bucs defense.
Well, take your shot if you want to. Now, I will say the Bucs secondary has been beat up. So if you're going to have a big day, but Sean, you know, it's one of those weird things. Jameis has a 4-touchdown passing game and a 5-touchdown passing game this year. So he does that. He does have that. Outside of those two, and neither one of them, I think one of them he had 140 yards passing, and the other one, like maybe 220. He's not throwing all that much. No, I don't think Jameis has. I think the Saints want to continue to manage him. And you know, kudos to Jameis for backing down a little bit and accepting his role and not being as willful in terms of trying to make things happen, because making things happen usually ends up being bad things. But when he stays inside the construct of the offense, he's actually been okay.
Am I back?
Yeah, you were here.
No, I disappeared there for a minute. Oh, you just were talking. Okay, I missed.
Yeah, I just rolled right through you.
Okay, good. So nobody knew.
Chocolate, siéntate, John.
Okay, all right. So SMU is coming to the Cougs' house.
Oh,
now
boy.
I'm afraid. They're going to show up now. Hey, Cougs fans, you better be out there. All right? You better. This is the biggest game.
You have no excuse. It's an afternoon game. There's no Astros excuse. You got to get out there.
Well, it's a 6 o'clock game.
Oh, Dana said 3, I thought.
No, it's 6.
Dana said 3 when he was on with us. Are you sure it's at 6?
No, it was 3 the other day, and they had to wait until 8:30 to play. Yeah, it's a 6 o'clock. It's a 6 o'clock
game.
It's
6 o'clock.
Well, you know, there could be some carryover with the Astros.
They should have moved it to 3. Is what they should have done.
They should, especially with how beautiful it's going to be.
It's going to be beautiful at 6 o'clock at night too. But you got affordable fun here. But here's the deal: this is the biggest game at TDECU in some time. So let's get there. Get your ass out there, and let's make sure that SMU ain't going to be as loud as the Coug fans are Saturday night. Here, this is going to just spark them, too. This is a sunny, who is a SMU Sonny, and he wrote a rap about this game and whose house the Cougs' house really is. Here it is.
Wait, I have the Stangs' house. Is that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's the one.
Stangs' okay. house. This is SMU. This is SMU coming back at Houston and saying, oh, really?
Okay.
That's what it is.
I just wanted to make sure, because he said Cougs' house. I didn't know if I got the Stangs' house wrong one.
It's called the Cougs' house, but they're calling it the Stangs' house.
I got you.
That's whose house the Cougs' house.
Let me hear this disrespectful rap.
All right, here we go. By the way, I haven't listened to this, so I don't know if it's clean or not.
Oh, yeah. Sonny makes...
John and Lance.
Oh, here we go.
The Kings. DJ Oso. Back at it. Let's go.
It's really bad.
Just plays the song in the background.
Saturday night, TDECU. Rolling 45 South. Gonna take down the Cougs. It's the SMU Stangs. It's the red and the blue. Best team in the state. Yeah, you know it's true. Yeah, Granado got scared. Had to leave the city. Because our O was breaking ankles. Lance playing frisbee. Our deal shut him down. Call him Urquini. Just another speed bump. We're on to Cincinnati. Oh, and don't forget Dell. Yeah, he stole our OC. But now we're all good. We got Garrett Riley. Lead in the nation. Every category. Dell can't win a game in the trash ACC. Sonny Dykes making moves like the legend Paw Paw. Coming up with the best plays that you ever saw. Tech tried to hire him, but like, no, because he'd rather stay in the greatest city of all. Stangs are rolling, now we coming down to Houston. Stangs house? Yeah. Stangs are rolling, now we coming down to Houston. Whose house? Stangs house.
Wow. Stangs house.
Let's go.
It's a banger, and Sonny usually puts out bangers, and that's another one. He's one of the best in the business, one of the best in the games at cranking out raps where he plays music on what it almost sounds like a tape recorder, and then he just has his own microphone catch that. I like the fact that he doesn't put much into the production value. It shows me that he's gritty, he's grimy, he's a street artist, he's not out there trying to be one of you studio gangsters, okay? That's how he's doing it. Now, it's disrespectful what he said about Stang's house. That's disrespectful.
Okay, let's ask Ben what he thought. And Gary, call back in what you thought of that song. Ben, what'd you think of that?
Twitch loves
it. That song? Ben.
No, Ben's not on. He's,
we're getting some response. What does Twitch think about the song?
Well, here's what it says. Ooh, bleep, this might be heat. And then immediately after it started, he goes, nah, never mind. And then it got no, and then it says nope, and then I say, "Oh, this is heat," and then fake Tony Stark says, "Banger." Then this guy says, "Too much time on his hands." Yo, this is flame emoji. See, trust fund baby Mustangs. Well, some of the fans, yeah, that's for sure. Reminds me of this terrible video in the 2000s of this guy trying to do a College Station version of the Petey Pablo. Oh, that song. We played it on the air before. That was also heat. that one was bad. Ear cancer? That doesn't sound like something that's a compliment to say.
What about
SMU can EAD and...
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Let's get Ben in here. What do you think, Ben? How about that song? How about that banger?
Hey, that was a terrible song, guys, but I had two questions. I'm attending the UVC for the first time. My buddies, I was wondering, is there a place to tailgate? And my second question is, you make an SMU as a pick'em. Like, how do you, what side would you guys play?
Yeah, I saw it was SMU plus one, and I thought SMU was the smart guy side. Personally, I hope I'm wrong, but I kind of like SMU plus the point if it's a pick'em. You got Houston. Houston's been playing better. I think SMU's been more consistent than Houston. So. Really depends on which Clayton Tune you're going to get.
Well, here's the deal is Houston's defense has been spectacular. Just been spectacular. And
they have been.
This game depends on Clayton Tune being good. There's no question about that. Because, they had a really hard time running the ball in the second half last week against East Carolina, and they did nothing offensively. Because Clayton Tune was back to being not great Clayton Tune. So Clayton Tune has got to play his best game of his career. This week he's got to be good. Otherwise, that they're going to be in trouble, because SMU is going to score, even though the Cougs' defense has been really, really good. But the Cougs are going to create some. They're going to create some opportunities for the offense too. I like Cougs in this one. I'm going Cougs in this one. Of course, I'm going Cougs in this one. But I really believe that they can win this game. This is the biggest game since Dana's gotten here, and I think he's going to have them ready. I really do. SMU is probably more talented, but I think SMU in this house.
Big
that's
game.
Why you got to get out there. You got
big game for Dana too. I think Dana. Yep. You know, there's a lot of U of H alumni. I spent some time with a couple of them. And they're a little frustrated. They expected this to be like U of H would be winning conferences by year three, if not year two. And it started off bumpy, and there were a lot of people chirping. But it's been win, win, win. The wins are stacking up now. You beat SMU at home in a pick'em game, especially if you beat them handily. That would really go a long way for people to start to really believe, I think, in the football program right now. I mean, they only have one loss, but I think a win here, John, would really – I think there'd be a lot of U of H fans who would start to come around a little bit.
I do, too. I think so. Is Gary still there?
Gary's still here.
Gary, how about that song?
So the song was an abomination, obviously, because it's from Dallas. It's disrespectful because they chose a Fat Pat song.
Right, which, right.
You know, he's a legend that is fast.
True.
The only problem is Dallas doesn't even have a classic song that we could respond to. Because their rap scene sucks.
What about Duro? What about Duro, though? What about Clint?
He doesn't count. I mean, come on. Duro, Fat Pat. I mean, it's not even close.
I know. I'm just trying to give you something from Dallas.
There's no. The only classic Dallas song is Cook for Life by Mr. Poop. And that song is terrible. But the other thing is, a stang is actually a street term in Houston for a crackhead. So it's all city. That's all I got.
To use Fat Pat, what a disrespectful gesture to use a Fat Pat song and then say Stang's House. I mean, that's Stang. Basically, you're basically just taking everything from Houston and trying to say, this is ours, we own you. That's basically what that rap is trying to say.
You don't own nothing. You don't own nothing. Beat it, SMU, Sonny. When you get your ass handed to you, I want you to call in on Monday. All right. When you get your ass handed to you by the Cougs in our house, in the Cougs' house, whose house? Cougs' house. That's
Ooh-wee.
Right. All right. 713-780-3776.
Cream paint.
Michael says, our guy from Pete's, Michael says, hey, let's talk. How about something? How about people smoking? Getting out there and grilling this weekend for the Astros, the Texans, and the Cowboys.
Great weekend for it. Ribs, beef ribs, pork ribs.
Michael,
steaks.
Why don't you do something for the people and give away a package? Why don't you do something for the people, Michael? All right. How about we do that a little bit later in the show?
How about your own tailgate package? Whether you're going out to U of H, SMU, or maybe you're just going out in your backyard. Yeah, let's get Michael. If you're listening, text us, and if we get permission, you know what? Because we're the show that will give people meat.
We will give you our meat.
Okay. Sorry. Say that again.
I'm not saying anything.
Say that again.
We will give you Michael's meat.
Okay,
that's what we do.
That's not what you said, though.
That's not what I said, but. But here's what I'm saying right now. I'm talking about Hoops Sporting Goals and Equipment. Hoops is the best, brother. If you're looking for the best goal, period, exclamation point, I cannot recommend more this goal. We had it. The installation was second to none. The product was second to none. The unrustable stanchion, the tempered glass backboard, the unbreakable rim, and the kids love it. The thing about the goal is it lowers and raises. So you play it, you don't want, I want my kid to play 10 feet because that's what they're going to play. Yeah? Well, your kid isn't even 3 feet tall. How's your kid supposed to reach a 10-foot goal? So lower the goal so that they can actually get some touch, they can get their shot, they can actually make a basket, they can actually enjoy it as opposed to looking at it and going, I can't play that game. Let the kids have something that they'll enjoy, Dad. ProDunkHoops.com. You're going to love the goal. You'll love everything about it. ProDunkHoops.com.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5. Your Houston Astros battle the Atlanta Braves in Game 3 of the World Series. First pitch is tonight at 7:09. Catch all the action right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now, back to The Bench from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
A&M University, we coming through with the record group, and guess what?
What?
We still ballin'. We're superstars in trucks and cars, Southwest, McQuaid, and Moke Falls, Dixie Chicken, Shadow Canyon, holding the wall, always jamming. If you don't like that, then break it.
Tyler, why are you laughing?
Wow. Hit Harry, Collins, too. Tapping the spot, I thought you knew. Swerve, and standing, hands clapping.
This is so bad.
Horns jacking, croaking, fighting, wildcatting, singing, dancing, mugging, rapping. Got the magic
of the world. John, this is pretty good. This is another banger. This is... This one lasts forever. This is Raise Up College Station by Black and Brown. And they laid this banger down back in the 2010s. There's another song called Johnny Football. Have you ever seen that? The lady who sings a song called Johnny Football? John, have you seen that one?
No.
Tyler, pull that up. Johnny Football song. It's kind of a...
I really don't need it.
It's a busty lady. Hold on.
No, you need this. This is great.
No, you need it.
I think I have... Oh, no. I have seen
it. You had to have seen that.
Yeah, I've seen that.
It's a busty lady who's singing... Instead of Johnny Angel, it's Johnny Football. There you go. Let's just listen to this band.
You're an angel to us.
Yeah, I see.
Johnny Football. Now we love him. He's got something Aggies can't resist. And he doesn't even know impossible exists.
Aggies, what are we doing? I mean, honestly.
Johnny Football.
Now, she's on key. She's got, you know, voice is fine, and she's on pitch, and it's fine.
It's just the content and the...
It's just why...
The execution.
Why at that particular time in life did this turn into just a bunch of... fire bangers just flying out of College Station area. What was it about that time? It's kind of like when the screwed up music in Houston really hit in the late 90s into the early 2000s. Well, 90s into the early 2000s. It's kind of like that College Station is going to be known when Evolution of Hip Hop does the next series. I'm pretty sure they're going to say, but while Miami and the, you know, while the trap sound was bumping across other parts of the nation, in College Station, a new sound emerged, and then and then we'll hear Dead Prez will come up, and the little intro, and they will really do a deep dive into the music of College Station and Evolution of Hip Hop.
Michael says, "Yeah, we're a go. We are a go for giving away, and we will do it before the end of the show. We will give away a tailgate for you this weekend." Okay. So you can. I think Michael's a Cowboy fan, isn't he? I'm pretty sure he is. We're not going to hold that against him because he gives meat away. So so you can use it for your Astros. You can use it for your Texans. How about a nice tailgate for your Rockets this weekend? We could do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean.
I mean, they're banging too.
Yeah. The Rockets lost last night. They got pummeled at home by the Jazz. John, I don't know if you've taken a good close look at the guy that I believe is the guy that I believed was the betting favorite for Rookie of the Year, Jalen Green. Now, upon first glance, 14.2 points a game, that's not too bad. But when you dig a little deeper, and you know I'm a numbers guy, so I've got to really get deep into the numbers like field goal percentage. 34.7% from the field. So far this year in five games, 31% from three.
Yikes.
He had one game where he shot 61% from the field. Other than that, here's how he shot.
He was 8-for-10 in one game from three.
Last game he was 8. Yeah, exactly. This last game he shot 18.8% from the field. The game before that, 25, 61.1, 36.4, and 28.6. There is a high volume miss rate going on right now for Jalen Green. He's taken some shots that he's not under control for some of his shots from the perimeter. You don't see Jalen Green really from an efficiency standpoint. It's definitely not there. Although he's not turning it over a ton, but he is going to have to find where he wants the ball on the court. Because right now it's very, you know, with James Harden, you knew exactly where James was going to want to score from, and then you couldn't stop him. With Jalen Green, you get the sense that he has not developed locations on the court where he's most comfortable. Or if he has, he's not getting to them and staying in those spots. So a lot of work to be done for the Rockets right now, who are 1-4.
I don't know if this week I want to compare myself to James Harden, because he ain't no good either right now.
No, okay. He's still not 100%. How about that? James still isn't healthy.
How about that team? How about the Lakers? Holy crap.
So beautiful. Isn't this great? Russell, crazy Russ, God, dropping 10 turnovers on him the other day. He led like 32 points, 16 rebounds, 35 assists, and 10 turnovers. He had a bad one at the end of the game. They blew a 26-point lead. I was thinking about this. Seriously, John, for as hard as he plays, because you love how hard he plays, he's incredibly productive from a statistical standpoint if you're a fantasy basketball player, which I'm not. Does Russell Westbrook, when has he made any impact on winning other than when he didn't have Kevin Durant with him? Like, I don't know that I've ever seen a player play that hard, have that kind of statistical output, and have less of an impact on good, consistent basketball in my entire life.
Winning basketball. I mean, they
not make the playoffs. I forget what the stat was. Makes playoffs.
I forget what the stat was. They were like, the Lakers were, since 1980, or just some stat. I saw it on ESPN yesterday. Since 1980 or whatever it was, if they had a 25-point lead, they were like 289-0. 200-something-0 until the other night. Then when Russ destroyed that. Okay, it's like Bill O'Brien with the Alabama offense. They had gone how many games where they ran for 100 or whatever stat Bill O'Brien destroyed. Russell Westbrook is the Bill O'Brien of the NBA. So I'm in. It's hard to watch. I'm at the Nugget in Vegas. I just want to tell you guys, if you're coming to Vegas. I'm telling you, make it to the Nugget. You know, the Circuit just opened up right over here. I haven't had a chance yet to get over there. I'm going to go over there. I'll go over there this weekend, but it's right here too. And the downtown is really, really, really coming back. I mean, the Circuit's right here. The Nugget is right here. It's all new. It's all wonderful. It's spectacular. But the changes that they made here to the Nugget, tremendous. The suites here and the rooms are excellent. And I got to tell you, they put the salt grass in the middle. It is a full rest. It is awesome. They got 23 TVs in there, 28 whiskeys, 15 tequilas, 10 vodkas. It's really, really a neat sports bar now, what they did with salt grass here. And they moved Grotto, and they've got Vic and Anthony's, and they've got the Chart House with the seafood. It is spectacular. So I want to recommend it. I want to thank them for having us here this week.
Us? I'm going to be here probably until. Well,
it's an Usted thing.
No, they didn't have us there. They had you there.
Well, it's kind of us, the show.
No, I didn't want to be there doing a show at 5 a.m., so, I mean, you know, to be fair.
Dude, you know what time I got back from the poker last night?
Probably late.
At 2 in the morning our time.
You're the only person who can function. I've never in my life met someone who can function with the level of sleep that you sometimes, a lot of times you get good sleep. I mean, there's times you get good sleep, but there's times you don't. And I've never seen someone who can function, like be at a functional level with that little sleep. And when you're getting that little sleep, it's not because you're up watching shows. It's because you're doing things.
Well, and by the way, I got home at 2:30 and I couldn't sleep. You can't sleep. You can't just finish up. I'm still alive. I'm playing today again. I'm still alive in the tournament. There's like 1,100 of us left, and out of 5,400, and top 800 get paid. So I'm still alive in that. So I couldn't sleep. So I'm going on about an hour and a half of sleep, and got to go back at it today. It could be all day again today to win the senior title here at the World Series of Poker.
Good luck to you. By the way, did you see the picture that Dell sent?
No.
What? The Rockets game. Check our Glory Boys text string. There was literally tens of people. In the stadium for the Rockets to start. Now, that's at Jump Ball, and that's also a picture that's going to show where the Richie Riches are, and they're always going to be notoriously slow either getting in or sometimes going to games like that. But that is, that looks like a preseason game. Are we sure that's the Jazz? Yeah, that's the Jazz.
Well, that's, you know, Houston doesn't show up at the beginning. But they had T-shirts on every chair, right?
Yeah, somebody walked home with 150 T-shirts, easy.
Some third world country is getting a lot of Rocket shirts, okay? That's going to happen. So I got to talk right now about a place that's going to be full, and that's TDECU Stadium. What a deal, too.
John, Houston rap? You want to do a Houston rap for a meat pack from Pete's Fine Meats?
Okay. You got to come in, and you got to use Busy Bee in it, too, by the way. There were a lot of comments on Twitter about...
Yeah, but that's not, they want to make it a bad thing worse. You don't want Busy Bee in a rap. Well, that's an Easter Bee thing.
Isn't that the most famous rap in the country right now?
No, it's not.
Isn't that the most famous
rap? Not the most famous rap. Let people, when do we have someone? Okay, why don't we, starting at 47, we come back at 8:47, let you guys write your lyrics. You can't just spit random bars. We want you to write it out. A U of H rap, the winner. We only take the first three. How about that, John? The first three. And the winner will get a $150 barbecue meat pack, tailgate pack from Pete's Fine Meats.
Yep, a tailgate pack.
Okay.
How about that?
Start getting your bars together. Make sure it's clean.
Yeah, obviously you'll be eliminated if it's not clean.
Exactly.
Yeah. So here's the deal. It can't be cheaper for you to go to the game. Right now, I know you're going to go to the game. How about bringing the tailgate there to the game? With all this meat that Michael gives you from Pete's Fine Meats. How about tailgating out there? The tailgate is spectacular. It really is really, really good. I'm telling you. So go around and you know what? Hey, how y'all doing? And you get free beer and you get free food from people. That's what you do. You gotta learn to finesse the game, people. Get on out there. Enjoy the tailgate. They got the kids zone for the kids. They got a deal for 4 tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 sodas, 4 chips, all for $40. 4 tickets. Oh, I mean, you can't ask for a better. It can't be more affordable. If you're, you know, struggling to bring your kids or to for your family to go to games now anymore because you just can't afford it, well, I got the affordable one. And let's go cheer on. This is the biggest game that we've seen at TDECU in forever. So let's get out there. Wear black. It's blackout. Wear black out there and let's go. Let's get the Cougs this win here against SMU. 713 Go Cougs, 713 Go Cougs, or UHCougars.com.
This is Jose Altuve, and you're listening to Jung and Lance on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by Gulf Coast Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC.
Yeah, buddy. Rolling like a big shot. Chevy tuned up like a NASCAR pit stop.
The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right. So you've been getting a lot of these tweets about Justin Verlander.
Yeah, what does it mean? I didn't see. What did he? What excuse did he give?
Recovering
from Tommy John.
So Justin Roosh Williams, our guy, Roosh Williams tweeted him and said, "Hey, dude, Justin, Houston forever loves you for the awesome job you've done in an Astros uniform for helping us to our first World Series title. But man, we'd love to see you attend these World Series games in some capacity because you meant so much to this team. Cheer the guys on." Tweet about them. Okay, so Justin Verlander responded, "I would love to be there, but I have rehab every damn day. I would have to monopolize the trainers for hours, the bullpen coach and catcher an hour, and strength coaches for an hour each day. I'm sure they don't have to help any players who are actually playing." Sarcastically, he said that. The games are at 7 o'clock at night. I mean, I listen, I don't want to bet. I'm not. And he also said this. Believe me, I would rather have been there with the boys this entire time than rehabbing. Silver linings are what keep me happy and sane. For instance, the video I just posted, this little extra time I got with my daughter this year, I'll never get back. That's awesome. That's wonderful. But to say that because you're rehabbing, you couldn't show up for one game out of 162 because you – what? Don't you – can't you train in the morning and then go to the ballpark?
He's okay. Got a lot of money, too. You can have – there's you can do your own training here with a variety of people.
Listen.
I don't want to turn this into a bash, but you know what? I mean, he's not gonna be an Astro. They're going to make a qualifying offer. He'll sign somewhere else. They'll get a compensatory pick. But, John, you and I both know he's not going to be an Astro. Yeah. I'll leave that alone. But
so
what?
Yeah,
he,
go ahead.
He could have – absolutely. He could have been on the field for batting practice with a mask on. You know, there were a bunch of people that worked. You know, he just had to have a COVID test, and he could be down there.
The players
–
Were the players disappointed that he wasn't part of them at all this year, maybe even just seeing them three or four times over the course of the entire year? Would they have been happy with that?
Did they see him three or four times?
No. Would they have been happy even if he just came down three or four times max and sat in Jim Crane's seats?
Yeah. I mean, just say hello to your guys. You won a World Series with a lot of these guys. I mean, listen, I don't want to bang. You know what? He's not coming back here, but I'm rehabbing so hard. I can't. Oh, stop.
So there. Stop. Whenever you mentioned tweets, I thought that you were going to bring up what happened on his little exchange on Instagram that he had with a fan.
No.
So I think he posted a video or something. Somebody commented on it and said, "Thanks for giving up on the Astros." He replied back, "Right. I gave up because I came out of the bullpen in the playoffs and pitched on short rest in the playoffs, then blew out my elbow. But yeah, keep telling me how he gave up on the team." Then he goes on to say, after he replied to that again, and he said, "I tried to visit multiple times. I was told I would have to quarantine before I could see any of the team. It didn't work with my rehab schedule. As for Astros facilities, when I started my rehab, I was told I couldn't even step foot in any of the facilities and needed to find my own people to rehab with. So once I established my own rehab team, it's not so easy to just switch, even if I didn't care about the other player getting their time with the Astros staff."
Okay. Do you know how many people have been on that field that I stop, that I can't see them, that I have to quarantine, stop.
Quarantine?
Stop.
You just need a negative test, don't you?
A test, yeah. No. Stop. And you know what? I'm not a bash. Verlander's great. You know what? They won a World Series. He didn't win a World Series game, but oh well. You know what? They won a World Series in large part because Justin Verlander came here and was great, and all that stuff. And I hope Justin Verlander re-signs here. But don't piss on us and tell us it's raining. Okay, stop. He made zero effort. And part of it might be, hey, maybe the team did tell him, "No, Justin, you can't rehab here. I mean, we got a team full of guys that need all of the, you know, you can't be taking up the bullpen. You can't be taking up the weight room. You can't be taking up. I get it. You can't be taking up the trainers. I get that. Okay, that's fine." And if they did tell him that, you know, maybe Justin Verlander's like, "Screw you. I'm out of here. I'm not gonna be here." And maybe that is the case too. Maybe there is some of that. And he did. He came out of the bullpen and he tried. You know what? Justin Verlander was great. It's great. I certainly don't want to. But to say that he wasn't able to, couldn't possibly get there to see the guys. Stop. I'm so busy with my rehab.
He also said, I guess, Roosh replied to him and said something about, like, you could at least, like, tweet. And he says, "As for tweeting, I find myself wanting to say something all the time, but it sucks when people just want to talk bleep. Not worth it. Easier for me to just cheer them on without tweeting."
That's possible too. You know, everything doesn't have to be an open book through social media. Yeah. You don't have to do that. I'm fine with that.
Well,
I'm fine with that. I just know that if the boys in the locker room were disappointed with how things went, I mean, he's a guy that could at any point call or text those guys. So obviously something didn't sit well with them. And that's one of the most chummy, team first, we are all one type organizations that I have personally that I've ever experienced in all my life in Houston. I mean, so I think they'd be down with, you know, if there's one of these things where the fans were misreading something, the players would settle, you know, would set that straight. You've talked to people who are, you know, you have insight into what players thought, and that was, no, don't come take spotlight here when you didn't make an effort to get here all year.
Well, and that's it. Oh, wait a minute. You could come to throw out the first pitch? What? You could be on the field for the first pitch? Really?
He's been, well, he quarantined for 14 days.
Oh, no, he didn't. Oh. But he was going to be able to do that. You know, Jim Crane expected him to do that, and then Jim Crane didn't expect him to do that anymore. Anyway, that's over. Oh, well. So when we come back, we've got our rap songs. Do we have our...
Well, so David is already first up. And listen, if David takes the time to do it, he will win. If one of one... You know, sometimes you have elections and only one person runs and they win?
Unopposed.
Unopposed. David right now is unopposed. Yeah, go ahead, John.
If you want the tailgate package from Pete's Fine Meats, which is awesome, awesome, awesome. And listen, if you don't win it, if you can't rap as good as Longhorn Scott, I get it. So, but you know what? Maybe you just don't have that talent. But you can go to Michael's and you can pick up all that meat. So listen, if you're looking for the best place to get your meat on, okay, let's get over to Pete's Fine Meats. Let's go, people. Time to talk about my bookie, the best place to get your bet on. Is at mybookie.ag, promo code bet975. If you're looking for, I'm telling you, I love it. The website is easy to navigate. There's everything you could put under this, everything under the sun that you can bet on. It's just ridiculous, ridiculous how simple it is, how wonderful it is. I mean, I built up a little bit. I can say that. I do my share of losing, but I was able to I've been hitting a couple lately, and it's fun. You obviously like to watch a game more when you have more interest in it. Now, I don't want you to be, if you're somebody that's addictive and you don't go too far, do what you can afford to do and have fun with it. That's what it's there for. It's for you to have fun. Maybe make a little money because you got knowledge. Five Star is going to be on a little bit later today, and he's going to tell you what to bet so that you can have fun watching games. All you got to do is go to mybookie.ag, promo code bet975. They'll match up to $1,000 right now on any deposit that you make. At mybookie.ag, promo code bet975.
ESPN 97.5. Your Houston Astros battle the Atlanta Braves in Game 3 of the World Series. First pitch is tonight at 7:09. Catch all the action right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now, back to the bench from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
All right, 8:49. We got to get to a story, Lance. a little bit later, we got to do a wrap to find out. Right.
Let me reiterate, okay, John? I want to make sure people get their shot. Now you may just be freestyling. I mean, that just may be where you are right now. We are giving out a $150 barbecue meat pack. Michael over Pete's Fine Meats will help you put it together. He's going to give it to you absolutely free. However, here's the rub. We're going to have another one to give the next hour, but this is going to be for the person who has the best U of H SMU rap, because SMU came in and really was disrespectful. Stang's house, they used a Fat Pat song. It was a very disrespectful thing that Sonny did.
I don't think it stinks. It's Stang's.
That's what I said. Stang's house.
Stang's.
I'm not going to let the G. I said Stang's, but I'm not going to let the G. Hey, okay, so it becomes Stank's house. That's fine. We can do Stank's house too if I want to make it that way.
Well, I think they came hard, and right now we're behind.
Only three raps are going to be considered, and David is on. And if he runs unopposed, he's getting a barbecue meat pack. Here we go. 713-780-3776 if you guys want a chance to come on. If not, David has the balls to come out there and actually represent the city.
So before we get to that, Tom just called in. I accidentally just hung up on Tom. Tom, call back right now.
Oh, Tom wants to
we have a contender now.
He wants to spit bars, as it were.
Oh, so he's not running unopposed. Okay.
No, he's not running unopposed now. 713-780-3776. And you never know what the host will like. You know, there's no telling what we'll like. So, Tyler, is this just going to be a cappella? Do they have music they want underneath it?
What do you think we should put under it?
I mean,
Fat Pat, give them the same bed.
I guess they get to request it if they want something. You could do Fat Pat. Now we could do Fat Pat instrumental.
That's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll do Fat Pat instrumental, and hopefully what you say will just, you know, fit into the beat structure of Tops Drop. We're just going to have to hope for that. John, we now have three people on the line currently.
Well, see, so, now it's a battle royale.
Yeah, now we've got a battle rap. Now it's a cipher. Now it's officially a cipher. Let's get David on first. Well, David, before we pull you up, let Tyler get off the phone here. You got the instrumental on Fat Pat? Okay, here we go. Turn that up. Oh, we're going to go this way. Okay. Perfect. David, it's also the Bregman Walker song. Can you hear it, David?
Sipping on fo-fo. Yes, sir.
Okay, whenever you're ready, okay?
Yes, sir. Sipping on fo-fo. Only Mustang that matters is hanging in my drove. Clowns show up 45, bringing South Oklahoma to the South Side. South Side. TDEC, baby. It's what's on tap. Yo, ponies, lay off my boy's Fat Pat. It's all Cougs and we your daddy. We're done with you, horses. It's on to Cincinnati. So now we good and taste so sweet. Yo, JG, LZ, time for some of that Peaks Fine Meat.
Oh, no, this is going to be hard to beat.
He incorporated Peaks Fine Meat.
Incorporated the sponsor. He incorporated the only important thing that's hanging in his drawers.
Who's David, your daddy?
Was
on
a clubhouse
Cincinnati
leader, and he just hung up.
Who, David?
Yeah.
David.
Well, we know David.
Why'd you hang? You know what? You can't drop the mic in a contest where we got to. We don't know that David, do we?
Yeah, in that's our David.
What does that mean? Who's
DJ
our?
Is it the lockdown guy?
Yeah.
You thought that?
Yeah,
you
maybe,
thought that
I
was
think
him?
That was him. Yeah.
You think that was him?
Yeah, that was lockdown.
Oh, that was pretty good.
That was good.
He actually had something put together.
Who's your daddy on to Cincinnati? I love that.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Yeah. Pretty good structure there. I was all way right. Better than I was hoping it would be terrible, and it just wasn't.
Well, it wasn't nearly terrible enough. Now, that might not be a winner because sometimes the hosts like really, really terrible, like the Busy Bee song.
This right? Isn't cultural appropriation, Twitch. Stop, Chandler. Okay, let's get Tom.
All right, David did call back in, so he is still eligible.
We have all a right. Female who wants to rap, too. We'll call in and 713-780-3776.
See about
don't
that
talk
life.
About it. Be about it. All let's right. Get Tom in. Let's see what Tom's got. Tom, whenever right. You're ready.
Yeah.
You can listen to all the right. Beat, and if you want to pick up the beat, you can do that whenever you want.
Okay. Don't be a busy bee. Why don't you come with me and cheer on Houston University? We're going to be playing against SMU. The team we own, we are up 96 on the Astrodome. It's a blackout game, so come correct. Put on your favorite shirt, blouse. Remember, it's the Cougs' house.
See what you not did bad. There, where you not changed bad. The rhyme structure at the end
yeah.
To go A-B-B, where you rhymed blouse with house and not with correct. So, right. Not bad. We'll put him on hold. We'll put Tom on hold. We'll put Tom on hold.
I liked it. It had elements.
It was, okay. Yeah, it was fine. It was not, we haven't gotten a truly terrible one yet, which is, you know, a little disappointing.
Yeah. No.
Disappointing. No, but we would be laughing with you.
And he incorporated Busy Bee.
Yeah, he did put Busy Bee in there. Yeah.
Which is, you know, that's today's Stairway to Heaven.
Hey, y'all giving out meats? Let me get the time so I can bounce for a few segments. Not trying to throw up at work listening to this. No one's no, throwing Chandler. Up. These are fat rhymes, as Rappin' Dad would say.
Shut up, Chandler.
Shut up, Chandler. Okay? Mm-hmm. You wouldn't know a fat beat if it hit you right in the mouth.
Mm-hmm. All right, Brett.
I don't know what that means.
All right, Brett's our last one. Let's see if Brett can bring it. He's got a lot. This ain't going to be easy, but let's see if Brett can get it done. Hey, Brett.
How's it going? Let's get that instrumental in.
Okay, pop it up. Bring it up high.
Let's go.
One time for the Thurber Cougs, fourth ranked defense, make that other team snooze. We play at 6, not noon.
come on, show up, show out, show my boy Clayton Tune. Thank house, bleep that. Y'all acting a fool. Kook fans wear black at TDECU.
I got to put him on pause. Hold. That was pretty good, John.
Yeah.
He dropped Clayton Tune in it.
Yeah.
He made a reference. He called back something from the show. The game's at 6, not noon. Even though I thought Dana said 3, but still, he called back the show, so he's a listener.
Right.
That was not bad. I feel like maybe Brett and David both need to meet back, and we don't give one out in a 9 o'clock hour.
You think that both of them...
They were both pretty good. Although Brett did say that other team. He didn't mention SMU by name.
Hey.
But maybe that's maybe he's disrespecting him by just calling him that other
exactly.
team. Exactly. Actually, maybe that was a diss.
Hey, somebody high in the Cougs organization says, "Who's your daddy?" on to Cincinnati needs to be a T-shirt.
Right? Yeah, don't print it until make sure you get the win first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't print SMU. The T-shirt earlier. All of a sudden, you're doing your own letter jackets.
Otherwise, that shows up in a third world country.
Yeah. Trust me. You'll be out there with Antonio Smith and Connor Barwin and J.J. Watt in your Letterman's jackets. That's what that'll turn into.
Don't do it.
I want to give David and Brett. I want to give Dave. And Tom wasn't bad, but I think Brett and David should both get the barbecue packs. We were going to give out two. Why don't we do it right now to people who are actually listening to the show and being a part of the show? They're not just randomly calling them, "Am I the seventh caller?" Yay. These guys are providing content.
They did work.
What kind of skill does that take? Oh, I can dial a phone. Let me get $150 worth of free food. No.
You know what those 16 bars are? That's a lot of work. That's work that Brett had to put in. That's work that David had to put in.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You know what? Let's go. Michael, take care of the guys.
All right,
take
get care their of names. They
They're
actually,
your people.
They actually added to the show. We want people that add to the show, not that take from the show. We got plenty of takers. We want givers.
What I haven't done yet, and I'm really disappointed in me, two things. Michael doesn't have fries yet. Okay.
Yes, he does.
He has. Oh yeah, he does.
Yeah, he has fries. He's had fries.
Oh, absolutely has fries.
Onion rings.
I remember they're great fries too.
Yeah,
but
Chandler. By the way, Chandler said he's calling the police.
But
Chandler, who I believe is African American, is now saying he is calling the police on us for this segment.
But he doesn't. But what Michael doesn't have is Coors Light.
No, I don't think he does. Yeah, I think you're right.
You know what's disappointing to me? That if you don't have Coors Light, why? What is your life about? What kind of life are you living? Are you living your best life? No. If you're living your best life, you're cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. It's the world's most refreshing beer. Why would I want a beer that's going to make me parched? Why would I want a beer? You know, these dark beers, these craft beers, they taste like motor oil. Is this what you want in your beer? No. You want cold, clean, crisp, and refreshing. You want the world's most refreshing beer. That's what Coors Light is. It's the official beer of poker here in Las Vegas. It's the official beer of golf here everywhere. It's the official beer of everything you do. I do. Hopefully, what you do too. Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer.
We'll take a short break. Stay tuned for more John and Lance on ESPN 97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.